It's time now for high school basketball here on 96.9 The Pulse. Tonight's action can be streamed online at mscsports.net or on our mobile app. Download the free MSC Radio app on the Google Play or Apple Store. Now, let's head courtside for today's play-by-play coverage.
So, 4-3 in Hutchinson here on 96.9 The Pulse and on the Silver Lake Channel as we just witnessed a very exciting first girls 3A state semifinal. There will be a new champion in 2026 as the defending state champion Halstead Lady Dragons, who had won 38 in a row, were 26-0. They led 28-21 in the fourth quarter. Osage City came back and actually made a bucket and was fouled to tie the game at 32 with 1.3 to play. Missed the free throw that could have won it. It went to overtime. Osage City prevails in overtime, 44-39. Osage City Indians, the first ever trip to a girls state championship in basketball. They await the winner of this next semifinal between Silver Lake and Holcomb. Osage City now 25-3. Silver Lake 26-1. Holcomb 25-2. And we're looking forward to another great semifinal. The winner gets Osage City tomorrow in the championship at 4:30. The loser plays Halstead for third tomorrow morning at 9:30. We'll be back after this 2.5-minute break on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the costs involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Stockgrower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stockgrower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to Jack Communications, KB and Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gerstner, Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz with you from the Sports Arena in Hutchinson as we get ready for the second semifinal today in 3A girls basketball. Earlier today on 96.9 The Pulse in the Silver Lake Channel, the Silver Lake boys finished their year at 22-7. As they defeated Heston in a third-place game, 61-45. Dane Johnson, the only Eagle in double figures, with 29. Finished career with 1,741 points. The all-time leading scorer rebounder in Silver Lake history. As the Eagles bounce back from their loss to Collegiate in the semifinals yesterday to finish the year with a win and send the five seniors out with a victory as well. Huge thank you to Joel Miller and to Drew Womack and Ben Renfro and Grady Bergman, Dane Johnson, and all their contributions for the boys' basketball program. Third straight winning season after four straight losing seasons, and 14-8 a few years ago, Sip State semifinals. State, third place finish a year ago, 20-6 this year, 22-7, finished in third again here in Hutchinson. Beat a team that beat them by 16 early in the year. Silver Lake beat Heston by 16 earlier today. All right, girls semifinals. It is Osage City awaiting the winner of Silver Lake Holcomb for the championship tomorrow at 4:30 here at the Sports Arena. The loser will get Halstead tomorrow morning at 9:30. The Lady Eagles are 26-1, went 10-0 in the Big East League. They won 13 in a row. Their only loss to Rock Creek, who finished third earlier today, knocking off Wellington in the 4A state tournament, 66-48. Silver Lake, number two seed. Halstead was the number one seed, and they suffered their first defeat, so there will be no undefeated state champion in 3A girls. Kyle Porter, head coach in his sixth year. What a job he's done with the Eagles. 136 wins, only 19 losses. Won a state title as a head coach at Royal Valley back in 2019. Silver Lake at the state tournament for the sixth consecutive year. For the fifth straight year, they're going to the state semifinals. And if they win today over Holcomb, they will move on to the state championship for the third consecutive year. Finished third in 21-22, went 24-2, lost to Goodland in the semis. In 22-23, they went 23-3, finished fourth in 3A, lost the semis to Goodland. 2 years ago, went undefeated, beat Heston for the state title, finished 26-0, the seventh state title in girls basketball history at Silver Lake. And then last year, came from behind to beat Heston in the semifinals, and then Halstead came from behind to win the championship by 3, 48-45. Silver Lake, I think, was looking forward to perhaps playing Halstead in a rematch in the championship, get a little payback. And the only way to get payback is to play for third tomorrow against Halstead. And trust me, Silver Lake doesn't want to deal with that, playing at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Instead, they'd rather play Osage City in the championship tomorrow at 4:30. Holcomb is 25-2. They won 14 in a row. They started year 8-0. And they only have two losses. The Goodland by 17, avenged that in the sub-state finals. Beat Goodland by 16 in the sub-state finals. They also lost to Mound Ridge 34-23 on January 23rd. That was their last loss. They won 14 since then. Got their first ever state tournament win on Wednesday in Dodge City against Ellsworth, 45-32. Low-scoring game, led 15-7 at halftime. Beat Nickerson and Colby and then Goodland to get to state. They were 0-6 in state tournament games. And then got the first win ever on Wednesday over Ellsworth, 45-32. Led by Jaylee Wickwar, a 5'8 senior guard who set the single-season points record of Holcomb, averaging almost 17 a game. Silver Lake led, of course, by Kayla Haney, who is third on the all-time scoring chart, first all-time in assists, in the top seven in rebounds, and one of the top dealers in Silver Lake girls basketball history as well. Kaylin averaging almost 18.7 rebounds, 7 assists, and 3.5 steals. It's Silver Lake Holcomb. We'll tell you more about these two teams when we come back. Let's take a 3-minute timeout. We'll do highlights on the Silver Lake channel, and we will go ahead and take a 3-minute break on 96.9 The Pulse.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel right at home, Community National Bank. Attention cattle producers, ready to put more performance in your pasture? The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. If you want genetics that adds pounds and profit, it's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you. Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network, as we get set for this girls 3A state semifinal from the sports arena in Hutchinson. Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Krantz, studio engineer Captain Kurt Kilman with you. Let's tell you a little bit more about Holcomb. They're the number three seed, 25-2, as I said earlier, averaging 54 points a game, give up just 35. They shoot 45% from the floor, 36% from three, 68% from the line. Their head coach, Andrea Artery, in her seventh year, record 94-63, assisted by Marcy Benjon and Brandon Hill. Holcomb has been building to this moment. In 21-22, lost the substate semis to Hugoton, went 12-10, went 13-9 in 22-23, lost the substate semis to Goodland. 2 years ago, went 17-6, lost in the substate final to Goodland. And then last year, lost in the first round of the state tournament to Heston. 18-6 was the record a year ago. This year, 25-2. This is their seventh state tournament appearance, and they made it 91-96, 05, 2012, 13, 25, and now 26. So their seventh state tournament appearance. They lost in the first round in every one of the previous six appearances, but then beat Ellsworth on Wednesday out in Dodge to get the first ever state tournament win, 45-32, as Delia Galliart led the way with 14 points, and Malia Ruda, 5'8 senior inside, added 10. They out-rebounded Ellsworth 32-23, despite shooting just 36%. So Holcomb losing Heston in the first round of state a year ago, but this year gets through the first round for the first time in school history. Silver Lake, they knocked off Riley County in the substate finals on Saturday, 56-41, and then Wednesday they beat the number 17 Heston in a rematch of a game played earlier, 54-45, led 36-23. Heston came back to tie it at 39. Savannah Windy with a huge three to break the tie at 42-39. Silver Lake would go on to win it by 9. Kaylin Haney, the only Eagle in double figures, at 29. Silver Lake won despite being out-rebounded by 10. And rolling 4 of 17 from the three-point line did force Heston to 21 turnovers. Silver Lake comes in a record of 26-1. Want to finish the deal after not winning it all last year, losing in the final. They're averaging 61 a game, giving up 36, shooting 44% from the floor, 31% from 3, 71% from the line. When we return, we'll give you the starting lineups. We'll be back in 2 minutes here on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Voted the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
It's the fourth quarter, and your life's moving fast. The clock is ticking on your financial future. But wait, here comes Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, he's drawing up the financial game plan to help protect your family, grow your savings, and prepare for retirement. And here's the big news, Topeka. Prudential finally has a local agent back in the game. So don't go into the financial season without a coach. Call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial and start building your winning financial game plan.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands. Ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
And welcome back. Let's give you the starting lineups brought to you by Mammoth Sports Construction. First for Lady Eagles of Silver Lake, head coach Kyle Porter, assistant coach Mark Johnson, and Johnny Roberts. It is Kayla Haney, a 5'7 senior point guard, all league, all stater, 4-year starter, going to go to Fort Hays State next year, shooting 51% from the floor, averaging 17.8 points a game, 7.5 rebounds, 7.5 assists, 3.5 steals. She's at 19 threes this year and coming off 29-point performance in the win over Heston in the first round of state on Wednesday. Jayla Whitehead back in the starting lineup for the second straight game. 5'5 junior, averaging 5.3 rebounds. Stats don't tell the full story. A terrific on-the-ball defender, and she gave him a spark the other night in the starting lineup. Paige Hyman, a 5'10 senior forward, really gives Silver Lake about the only size they have and experience up front. Average at 5.5 points and 4 rebounds. Kara Snyder, 5'6 sophomore guard, all-league second teamer. Average at 17 points, 5.5 rebounds, 2 assists, 2.5 steals. Could very well be a first-team all-leaguer this year. And Savannah Windy, a 5'5 junior guard, at 62 threes on the year. Average 11 points, 2.5 rebounds, 1.5 steals. So with Savannah Windy, Kara Snyder, Paige Hyman, Jayla Whitehead, Kaylin Haney, the starting five for Silver Lake. For Holcomb, their head coach is Andrea Artery. And her starting lineup, Delia Galliard, is a 5'7 sophomore guard, averaging 11.5 points, 6 rebounds, 3.5 assists. Jada Wickwar, single-season points record at Holcomb this year, senior, averaging 16.7 points, just under 4 rebounds, just under 3 assists, and 1.7 steals. Isabella Galliard is a 5'5 senior guard, averaging 10.5 points, 4 rebounds, 3 assists. Emma Hill, a 5'7 sophomore guard, averaging 4 points and just under 4 rebounds. And Malia Ruda is a 5'8 senior forward, averaging 3.5 points, and almost 9 rebounds a game. So it is Ruta Hill, Delilah, and Isabella Galliard, Jaylee Wickwar, rounding out the starting five for Holcomb. Silver Lake boys ended Holcomb's dreams of a state title in the first round of the tournament on Tuesday in Salina, 47-37. And now tonight, Silver Lake trying to squash the dreams of Holcomb on the girls' side of things, as the Silver Lake girls and boys have both beat Heston in the state tournament, and now both looking to defeat Holcomb in this state tournament. Let's go ahead and we'll keep it here on the Silver Lake channel. We will take a 1 minute timeout on 96.9 The Pulse and have the opening tip when we return.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershner, Liam Gershner, Haven Crunch with you. Here from the Sports Arena in Hutchinson, Captain Kurt Tillman back in the studios in Hiawatha. The second game of a triple header today on 96.9 The Pulse. As when this game's over, we'll send to Emporia, St. Mary's Bears, under head coach Will Spradling. Two wins away from a state title. They'll take on Sterling, who's undefeated. That will come to you as soon as we wrap up here from Hutchinson on 96.9 The Pulse. Brandon Tapman will have the call for you on the radio. Our title sponsor of the Silver Lake Channel is Schwartz Investment Partners Silver Lake. Let them help you achieve your retirement financial goals without the hidden surprises. Holcomb is in the road, black uniforms, orange numerals, and lettering with the orange and white trim. Silver Lake, the higher seed, the home team on the scoreboard in the white with the burgundy maroon numerals lettering outline in the gold with the maroon trim on the shorts. Paige Hyman to jump against Melia Ruda. We are underway. The winner gets Osage City in the championship tomorrow, 4:30. The loser gets Halstead at 9:30, bright and early tomorrow morning. Silver Lake controls the tip. Three-guard weave out front. Man-to-man defense by Holcomb. Kayla Haney into the lane. Steps through, puts it up. Had a block from behind. Gets her own rebound. And then ripped away. And a foul call on Kayla Haney after Root had already had the rebound. So early foul on Kayla Haney. And there are people who have said, well, what's going to stop Silver Lake from winning a title? And well, two things that I've said earlier in the year when they were really rolling, injuries and foul trouble. Kaylin picks up a foul 15 seconds into this, so she'll have to be careful. She's usually aggressive driving it, and she's aggressive defensively. Man-to-man defense by Silver Lake. Here's Whitehead defending Delilah Galliard, who averaged 12 a game. Now with us, Emma Hill, only averages 4. Now to Ruda, guarded by Paige Hyman. Holcomb running 5 out at the moment, stepping through, going all the way to cup and laying it in. Is Delilah Galliard. 2-0 Holcomb. Kaylin Haney plays it over to Jaylee Whitehead. Whitehead back to Haney. Here's Deiter. They swing it to Wendy. Kaylin has it. Bounce pass Wendy. Three-pointer for Savannah. Halfway down and out. Rebounded there by Wickwar, the senior. Zips it over to the right side, down low, cutting to the hoop, turning and missing. Kayla Haney's got to be careful to get a second foul. She lays off this time as first shot doesn't go, but Wickwar, the offensive rebound and stick back, and Holcomb has the early 4-0 lead. Heston had an early 4-0 lead earlier today against Silver Lake Boys, and Silver Lake came back and won that one by 16. 6:30 to go, first quarter, girls 3A state semifinal. Kayla Haney catches the foul line, back out. Deiter at 3 from the college line, a bit too strong. As players here at State continue to ignore the high school three-point line and keep shooting it from the furthest line out there, which is the college three-point line. If you stop and be beyond the high school line, defender won't go as far out there to force you to go beyond the college three-point line. Three-pointer missed in the corner, but they get it back, top of the key. That's a deep three. That was beyond the college line straight away. And Delilah Gallier hits the three, and Holcomb leads 7-0. Here's Kayla Haney all the way to the rack and lays it up and in. Silver Lake with their first lead, or first bucket of the day on the girls' side. Here is Delilah Gallier. Out front, Ruda. Ruda, bounce pass into the corner. It goes to Delilah Gallier. How's Wickwar? She goes baseline, goes right by Haney and lays it in, and there was no help defense whatsoever. And Kaylin's got to be careful not to pick up a cheap second foul. She picked up her first 15 seconds in. 9-2 Holcomb with the early advantage. 5:20 to go, first quarter. Skip pass to Wendy. Here's Deiter. Silver Lake's goal all year long, as soon as they lost the All-State Championship last year, was let's get back and finish it this year. Haney forces it. Can't finish. And Holcomb comes down with the rebound. Kaylin be more aggressive here in the state tournament, driving it to the rack than she did during the regular season. She's always been aggressive, but looking to score more at state. Up and under move, nope, and a foul called on Wendy. As Emma Hill, not normally an offensive threat, but she posted up there, a little up and under move with the drop step, draws the foul on Savannah Wendy. That's her first, second team foul. So if you're Holcomb, couldn't ask for a better start. Silver Lake said, so many wins in state competition. 34 to be exact now as a free throw missing. This is their
18th state appearance, been to semifinals 14 times, as Hill hits one out of two, and Holcomb leads 10-2. 4:48 to go, first quarter. Silver Lake, 34 state tournament wins, 7 state titles, 9 state runner-ups. There's a pass inside to Annie. She's run into by a couple of Holcomb players. Foul called on the Longhorns. It's on Ruta. That's her first, and the first foul on Holcomb. So Silver Lake has 34 state tournament wins. Holcomb got their first one in school history on Wednesday in the win over Ellsworth. Not that that means anything here between the two teams. It's about who plays the best between the lines. Dieter splits a double. Nice bounce pass to Hyman, but she bounced off her shin and then dribbled again. Double dribble. I don't think Paige was quite ready for that pass. I think she was thinking it was Dieter who was going to go up for the shot. Right idea by Dieter, but the pass is a little bit low, hard to handle. Timeout called by Silver Lake. We'll take one as well. Back in 30 seconds on the Silver Lake Channel at 96.9 The Pulse.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Buildings serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Scott Porter, head coach of the Eagles, burning a 30-second timeout. His team down 10-2. The Longhorns have the ball moving right to left. Into the forecourt. To our left. With it is Galliard. Delilah had the ball poked away for a moment. Gets it back. Jaylee Whitehead trying to apply pressure. Man-to-man defense by the Lady Eagles. And now bad pass. Stolen by Hyman. Haney lobs it ahead for Wendy. Wendy catches, goes up with a scoop, and is fouled by Emma Hill. That's her first, second team foul. Well, certainly it's a big difference between playing for first and third tomorrow, but even more so with the new format, because you play for third, you play at 9:30 tomorrow morning. Championship tomorrow at 4:30. So it's a big difference in regards to what time. Oh, goodness. Second free throw is good. Inside, and the ball knocked away, but a foul call. Kylie Haney back in the game for Silver Lake. And the foul's on Kylie Haney. That's her first, third team foul. As the free throw is out for Ruta. Ruta makes one, 11-4. 3:45 to go, first quarter. Here's Kylie Haney. Skip pass over to Kaylin Haney. Kaylin, bounce pass, and it really wasn't there. Trying to go to Dieter, knocked away and stolen. And then double dribble called on Holcomb. So turnover for turnover. As soon as we're done here on 96.9 The Pulse, we will head to Emporia for the game of St. Mary's. Always important to finish the game that you have, and then you can go to the other game as soon as you can. Here's a pass in the near corner to Wendy. Here's Dieter down the boulevard, flips it up and in. Karis Dieter with the bucket, and it is 11-6 in favor of Holcomb. Silver Lake starting to gain some traction right now. Stepping through, throwing up a wild shot to Galliard. The rebound, though, to Wickwar, and she hits the deck, and a foul called on Silver Lake. That's their fourth team foul already. And that's on Kylie Haney. That's her second. Kyle Haney with two personal fouls. Kalen Haney with one. Savannah Windy with one. Here is Zoe Cranston, a freshman. Goes by Windy, leans in, misses the shot. Rebound, fought for, and Haney rips it away. Holcomb is trying to tie her up. Kalen says, not on my watch. She brings it down the floor from left to right. Kalen spins with the foul line. Hesitation. Drives with the left and puts it up and in off the window for two. A chance for three for the All-State point guard, Kalen Haney. So Kalen Haney to the line. Free throw up and good. She has 5 points in the early going. Delilah Galliard with the foul. Out front it goes to Zoe Cranston. This pass tipped out of bounds by Kalen Haney. Picked up a foul 15 seconds into the game. 11-9 Holcomb. 2:48 to go first quarter. Silver Lake was down early 7-0 and 10-2. But a 7-1 spurt, and it's 11-9. To the high post. Turning. Nowhere to go with it is Isabella Gallert. Now with it is Cranston. Play it out front to Wickwar. Hosting on the far block. Delilah Galliard turns against Whitehead. Misses. Gets her own rebound. Goes up again. Can't finish. Here's a rebound put back. That doesn't go. There's a fourth try. And finally it's in for Ruta. But Holcomb just absolutely destroyed Silver Lake on the offensive glass on that possession. 13-9 Holcomb. Holcomb in a 2-3 zone. We figured that Silver Lake's going to see some zone at state. That means Windy and Dider got to hit the three. Here's Savannah's three. And she does knock it down. Right on two. Windy with her 63rd three of the year. 13-12. Holcomb. How do you break a zone and beat a zone? Good ball movement and hit threes. Dider a steal. 2-on-2. Haney, crossover. Oh, what a dish to Dider! Served it up on a platter, and Dider feasts on it for two. And Silver Lake's up one. 14-13. What a dime by Kalen Haney. She's so good in the open floor. 14-13 Eagles. Holcomb, the kick out in the corner. Open is Isabella Gallert, and she swishes it. A three-pointer, and it's 16-14. Holcomb with the lead. Minute 12 to go in the first quarter. Dider sets the screen. Kayla Haney bounce past Windy. Three-pointer to retake the lead, and Windy rattles it home for another tray. 17-16 Eagles. Well, when Windy and Dider are both hitting, this team is almost impossible to stop. And that's a great sign. She's hit back-to-back threes. Now a steal by Kalen Haney. All the way to our right. Kalen leans in. And a whistle and a foul called on Isabella Galliard. That is her first. And it is the third team foul on Holcomb. 46 seconds to go, first quarter. Kalen Haney to the line. Free throw is up, and she rattles it in there. She has six. 18-16 Eagles after being down early. 7-0 and 10-2. Second free throw, the five senior point guard. All-league, all-stater. And she knocks down both of them. She has seven. 19-16 Silver Lake. Holcomb could close out the quarter with just one shot if they want to. Instead, they're going to lob it underneath. Great pass, and a ball poked away cleanly by Windy. Haney lobs it to Dider, racing down the other end of the floor to the right. Dider curls in the layup. Dider with six, and Eagle lead is five. 21-16, Silver Lake. And now another steal. Windy knocks it away. She has it. Coast to coast, Savannah can't finish. And the rebound to Wickwar. Holcomb dodges a bullet there. 21-16, 3 seconds to go. Another turnover, a steal by Dider. Dider shoots it, counts, and it goes, and she switches it from beyond the three-point line. All in one gallop, and she knew she had to get it off in time and makes it from 26 feet. 24-16, Silver Lake. Oh, what a play by Karis Dider.
at the end of one, Eagles by 8. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Believe that you're future. We are committed to understanding what matters most to you, your dreams, your goals, your family. With transparency at the heart of everything we do, you'll always know where your money is invested and why. Join us at Bob Schwartz Financial, where values guide our commitment to your success.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
We start the second quarter. Silver Lake was down 10-2. But then went on a 22-6 run to lead 24-16. Dider with the steal. And then she was able to shoot it from way beyond the three-point line all in one motion and beat the shot, or beat the game clock and the buzzer. Now another turnover. Kayla Haney back the other way. Dider feeling it. Three bounces short. Had a great look at it. Silver Lake made three threes in that first quarter. Two by Windy, one by Dider. And now Whitehead comes away with the steal. Holcomb is just rushing everything. Whitehead brings it back out. Holcomb with six turnovers. And these live ball turnovers got Silver Lake right back into it. Kylie Haney on the bench with two fouls. Here's Kaylin Haney with one foul. Windy lines it up, shoots it, misses from the near side. Here come the Longhorns in the road black uniforms. Orange numerals outlined in the white and the orange. Moving from right to left. Root of the trailer. The center at 5'8", looks inside, Hyman all over her. Bounce pass wide and stolen by Whitehead. On the ball, pressure by Hyman caused a turnover. Chaley all the way to my right with the left-hand layup off the window for two. Whitehead with the bucket. Timeout, Holcomb. The Eagles dominating with their D. 26-16, back in 1 minute on 96.9, The Pulse.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table, Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow, there's no beef like Next Gen. Visit nextgenbeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. Holcomb called a timeout, but didn't use all of the full timeout. So we started here early. Silver Lake forces a jump ball out on the perimeter as Blanca Beyer tied up by Whitehead. A jump ball, and the arrow goes Silver Lake. 26-16. Windy lines up a triple far wing. This one's short. Rebound, Kaylin Haney leans in. Banker doesn't go. Hyman with the offensive rebound. Back to Whitehead. Whitehead into the lane. Pass tip. Windy reverses course. Flips it to Whitehead. Kaylee into the paint. Hyman leans in. Turns. Picks up the dribble. Had it knocked away. Hyman gets it back. Finds Whitehead. Good look. Kaylee steps in and left it short. Rebound Dider. She goes up and she's fouled. And Silver Lake right now getting every loose ball, getting every deflection, getting almost every offensive rebound you can imagine. And they're just beating Holcomb to the ball right now. Fouls on Ruta, her second. Holcomb led 7-0, 10-2 to start, and since then it has been all Eagles. Dider's free throw off the heel, no good. Paris Dider with 9 points.
He's been double figures 24 times this year. He's had 20 or more 8 different times. Had one double-double. That was against Rock Creek. Ashy hits the second free throw. 10 for Karras, and it's 27-16. Of course, Silver Lake was here back in October, won the state championship, their 10th in school history in volleyball on this very floor. Hutch has been a good place for Silver Lake. Turning ball, ripped away, stolen by Wendy. Another turnover. Wendy hits the deck and saves it to Deiter. Here's Kayla Haney across the 10-second line from left to right. Silver Lake in the white unis. Here's Deiter. Dribbles. Kicks it out. Wendy fakes the three. She finds a crease. Flips it up with the left and puts it in. Savannah Wendy in double figures already with 10. Eagles 29. Holcomb 16. And now a foul called. And if that's on Wendy, that would be her second. Little nickel and dimer out on the perimeter, but that appeared to be the right call. Second on Wendy. So Wendy and Kylie Haney each with two fouls. Kylie Haney coming in. So that's about the only thing to really be concerned about right now if you're Silver Lake is foul trouble in your backcourt. Kalen picked up one early but has avoided the second. 5:20 to go, second period. And now Galliard slipped and fell. A little bit of contact, not much. Here's Blanca Beyer, a 5'3 sophomore. Wickwar gives it up to Hill. Hill turns. Here's Beyer at three, and that's off to the right. Rebound, Haney. Kalen comes away with it for Silver Lake. The Eagles slow it down a little bit. Coach Porter instructing with both his hands and index fingers what he wants to do here on this offensive possession. Under five to play first half. Silver Lake girls 29, Holcomb 16. The winner gets Osage City for the championship on tomorrow at 4:30. Oh, what a move by Kalen Haney. Steps through and gets hammered across the arm. She'll shoot two free throws. Osage City won in overtime today over Halstead. 44-39. Osage City going to the state championship game for the first time in their school history. Holcomb got their first ever state win in their school's history on Wednesday, the Holcomb girls against Ellsworth. And Silver Lake girls, if they can win today, would be vying for their eighth state championship tomorrow at 4:30 against Osage City as Kale Haney misses the free throw. Earlier today, Silver Lake boys took home third. They beat Huston 61-45. Kale Haney's second free throw is good. She's an 86% foul shooter. And it's 30-16 Eagles. Hanover girls and oh, there's a steal by Kaylin Haney on the far side. Another bad pass. No need to really make that pass. Kaylin made an easy steal. Now Kaylin, little pick and roll action. Into the corner. Kylie, three, air ball. Rebound weak side to Whitehead. Tries to go to Deiter, and the pass is tipped and stolen. Holcomb with 9 turnovers in this first half. 3 for Silver Lake. 30-16 Eagles. With it is Delilah Galliard. Holds the ball above her head. Plays it to the far side. Here's Cranston. Excuse me, that was Hill. Now to Rickwar. She drives. Cut off. Walling up as Hyman blocks it cleanly and out of bounds. Paige Hyman, a nominee for the Skilled Saws block of the game. And congratulations. Hanover girls and boys are both in the state championships. The Axtell Hanover boys will play for the boys' title. The Hanover girls punched their ticket there with a 20-point win over Central Christian. Here is Hill being hounded by Kylie Haney, posting up against Hyman. Nowhere to go. Great defense by Paige, and missing the shot. Wide to the left is Cranston, and she might turn her ankle. Here's Kayla Haney over to Kylie. Kylie flips it to Deiter. Deiter probing and goes up. Had the ball poked out of bounds. No, they say Karras just lost it out of play. So a turnover for Silver Lake. St. Mary's boys will be coming up after this one from Emporia in Class 2A semifinal play against Sterling. Gospel girls and boys made state, but both lost in the first round. Big East League well represented, especially along Highway 24. Demon boys took home third today in 5A, beat Topeka West by 16. Stepping through is Isabella Galliard, and she traveled. Able to get into the lane, but then flipped the pivot foot after picking up the dribble. 10 turnovers for Holcomb. 3:14 to go first half, 30-16. Silver Lake with the advantage. Axtell boys in the semis yesterday won by 44. The Hanover boys won by 52, and that was state semifinal games. Axtell Hanover boys, both 27-1, will play each other. It'll be the rubber match. Both have beaten the other, but the other team's only loss this year. That'll be a heck of a game tomorrow at 2:30 for the state title. 1A Division 2. Here's Kayla Haney stepping through. Top off-balance shot. Doesn't go. Hyman fighting for the rebound. Eventually it goes in the arms of Delilah Gallard. Baseball pass ahead. Grabbing his Wickwar. Wickwar shoots a three. That was a questionable shot off the back iron. And then Haney is absolutely smothered here on the near side. Almost jumped on inadvertently as the defender slipped and fell for Holcomb after Kalen had the long carom. Foul is on Isabella Galliard. That's her second. Third team foul of the second quarter on Holcomb. And just one on Silver Lake. Eagles lead 30-16. Just tuning in, they were down 7-0 and 10-2. Holcomb's already scored 6 points in the last 15 or about 13 minutes. Oh, they were going back door, and Kalen started to go and then stopped. And Wendy thought she'd keep going, not on the same wavelength. Wendy throws it ahead of her and out of bounds. Fifth turnover for the Eagles. Sometimes you can fake out your own teammate, and Kalen did that to Savannah Wendy there. Silver Lake, man-to-man, they've been in that all game long so far. Sometimes they'll do that 1-3-1 extended trapping zone as Kahaney rips it away, but last touch by Kalen as she was helping on Wickwar. Wickwar, 15 points, substate final against Goodland. Lila Gallier had 14, root of 10 in the win over Ellsworth on Wednesday out of Dodge City in first round of state. Leaning in, putting up a right-hand hook, and it's good. Lila Gallier, he has 7. And it's 30-18, Eagles. 2:18 and ticking, second quarter. Brandon Wendy over to Dieter. They reverse it right side to Whitehead. Back to Dieter. Here's Wendy. Whitehead. Haney on the near side. Looks inside for Hyman, who's posting up. Kalen swings it. They reverse it again to the far sideline from the Holcomb bench. Holcomb in the black unis with the orange numerals outlined in the white and the orange. Silver Lake in the white with the maroon numerals lettering outlined in the gold. Dale Haney catches, double team, doesn't matter, steps through the double, forces up a shot, left it short, and the ball saved on the baseline by Holcomb. That was a bit of a force by Kalen. There's two defenders on her. 30-18, Holcomb with the ball, they cross the timeline from right to left, looking for a backdoor cut. It is caught, wrap around, go on to, oh, what a play! Tried to wrap around to the hill, Kalen Haney knocked it away, grabbed it as she's falling out of bounds, and threw it off to the Holcomb player off her knee and out of bounds on the baseline, so it's a turnover, and the Eagles get it. Great defensive effort by Kalen Haney. 30-18, Lady Eagles. 1:25 to go, first half. 2-3 zone by Holcomb. Wendy's hit a couple of threes. Dieter's hit a three against that zone. Wendy, out front, Kalen Haney. Trying to extend that zone. Are the Longhorns beyond that three-point line. Top of the arc. Now Dieter lobs it in for Kalen Haney. She catches. Bump. No call. Now Wendy. And we have... Did we got an intentional foul? It was away from the ball. Haney just got shoved. Kalen got shoved. Now, if they call a double foul, that would not be good because Kalen would get her second. But I think they called an intentional foul. So the officials are sending the players to their respective benches to sort this out. It's an intentional foul. Jade Artery, who just checked into the ballgame, picks up a intentional foul. That's her first. I think that's the first time I've seen an intentional foul called all year long. It was away from the ball as Kalen was trying to break free to get the pass. Officials immediately on top of it blew the whistle, immediately said intentional foul as Kalen misses the free throw. She's 4 of 6 from the line. She has 8 points. Dieter has 10. Wendy has 10. Whitehead has the other bucket. Second free throw, Kalen. She hits this one. She has 9. And still Silver Lake ball on the inbounds after the intentional foul called on Artery, head coach's daughter. Wendy to trigger it in with 1:05 to play before halftime. Dieter plays at the Kalen Haney against his 2-3 Holcomb zone. Kalen. Dieter in the far corner to Kalen, cutting through. Bounce pass to Hyman. She catches, leans in, rolls it up and in off the window. And Paige is fouled. She'll go on for the three-point opportunity. Well, Silver Lake has seen a lot of zone. They've seen about every defense imaginable this year trying to slow down Kalen Haney. And one thing that Silver Lake did against Riley County in the sub-state final, and especially the last regular season game on February 23rd at Riley when they saw zone, they just cut through it. Without the ball, moving without the ball, and got wide open passes and layups. And that's what Kayla Haney did there, where she was wide open. And then one extra pass to Paige Hyman, who knocks down the free throw. 3-point play, 34-18 Silver Lake. as a force, but gets it to go. Tough shot. Hitting a deck and getting fouled is Delilah Galliard, who has 9. Man, that was a tough shot. Fouls on Peyton May, who just checked into the ball game for Silver Lake. Wasn't bad D from Peyton. Just a better shot. 34-20. Free throw, the lefty. Delilah Galliard hits it. She has 10, including a three-pointer. 34-21, Silver Lake. 40 seconds go before halftime. Now Holcomb goes back to man-to-man. Dider sets the screen. Kaylin Haney to Whitehead. Whitehead into the paint. Throws up a hard a floater that pricked off the backboard there for Jaylee. Had too much momentum going towards the bucket. That one didn't have a lot of touch. You saw it on the channel. You know what I'm talking about. Here is Jaylee Wickwar into the paint, slithering through, missing the runner from 15 is Isabella Galliard. Silver Lake can hold for the final shot. Boy, Holcomb should have held for the final shot of the quarter. We've seen teams continuously mismanage the clock. Kaylin Haney, Peyton May, three-pointer from the corner. Short, had a good look at it. And the rebound to Holcomb, and that's the end of the first half. Silver Lake, after a slow start, they trailed 7-0, 10-2, but the Eagles in control at the break, 34-21. Stay tuned, our halftime show to come after this two-and-a-half-minute timeout on the Silver Lake Channel, 96.9 The Pulse.
Mammoth Sports Construction, with headquarters in Meriden, Kansas, is a design-build firm for sports facilities. In addition to world-class construction, their team of sports specialists provides sports consulting, architecture, engineering, and creative services to help build high-performance athletic programs and facilities. Mammoth Builds, the places where passion and community collide. Learn more at mammothbuilt.com. Do something big.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction, proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
Meet Jennifer Kermes, the perfect lender for you.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Kermes, commercial lender and assistant vice president at Community National Bank. We're proud to support local businesses with tailored lending solutions to help you grow your business and succeed. Let's work together to achieve your goals. Welcome home to Community National Bank, your trusted partner for business success, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You feel
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
You're listening to the Giant Communications and JBN Telephone Company Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on the MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gerstner, Liam Gerstner, Haven Krentz, along with student engineer Captain Kirk Kilman back in Hiawatha. We're at Sports Arena Hutchison. Silver Lake Lady Eagles are down 7-0, 10-2, but then got the defense going. And they went on a 22-6 run to close out that first quarter, led 24-16, lead at the half, 34-21. Savannah Windy with 10 points and 2 threes. Karis Dider with 10 points, including a crazy 3 to close out the first quarter after a steal. 3 points for Paige Hyman, a 3-point play. Jada Lighthead with a bucket. Kayla Haney, 9 points, 5 of 7 from the line. Eagles made 3 threes, 9 of 12 from the line. Halftime statistics brought to you by Stock River State Bank. Serving our neighbors and friends for well over a century, Stock River State Bank can assist you with financing for land, crops, livestock, or equipment. Turnovers for Silver Lake, they had 5, and Holcomb with 11. Holcomb led in the first half by Delilah Galliard with 10, including a 3, 4 points for Jaylee Wickwar, 3 on a 3 for Isabella Galliard, and 1 point for Emma Hill, 3 points for Malaya Ruta, as Holcomb, 3 or 4 from the line, hit the 2 threes, but those 11 turnovers unofficially, pretty big. That got Silver Lake going offensively, taking their defense and turning it into instant O. Halftime, 34-21 Silver Lake, back in 2.5 minutes on 96.9 The Pulse and the Silver Lake Channel.
The Rinkus Cattle Company 2026 Private Treaty Bull Sale is on now. Call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. These bulls are built for calving ease, growth, and the kind of durability that works in the real world. You want genetics that adds pounds and profit? It's time to take a look. Visit the bulls online at rinkuscattle.com, then call or text 785-845-5272 to schedule your visit. The Rinkus Cattle Company Private Treaty Bull Sale. Powerful bulls, proven genetics, and ready to work for you.
Are you ready to turn your backyard into the place everybody wants to be at? Lamberson Construction brings the wow factor for stamped concrete patios, custom hardscapes, in-ground pools, and fire pit gathering spaces built to last. Need a new driveway, patio, or the ultimate backyard hangout? Lamberson Construction delivers craftsmanship that stands out. Don't just upgrade your home, transform it with Lamberson Construction. Call today at 785-851-9007 or visit LambersonConstruction.com. Lamberson Construction, concrete by design.
Struggling with your personal insurance? Look no further than Integrity Insurance in Topeka. Go to the best insurance agency in Topeka for 2024. They have all your needs covered. Auto, home, life, business, and more. They provide competitive rates and superior customer service. Your options with Integrity are unlimited, as they're an independent agency and represent several companies. Give Integrity Insurance a call today at 785-233-5401 and let them solve your insurance problems. Because when it comes to insurance, integrity matters.
When it comes to sports, you need a game plan to win. Your finances are no different. When the game is on the line, trust Coach Craig with Game Plan Financial. With 26 years of experience, Coach Craig helps individuals and families build a financial game plan designed to protect what matters most and prepare for the future. And for the first time in a long time, Prudential has a local agent serving the Topeka area once again. So if you're ready to put a solid strategy in place, call Coach Craig today with Game Plan Financial at 785-408-6571 and start building your financial game plan today.
At the Brian Green Allstate Agency, we redefine insurance options. Be rewarded for your hard work to build your credit as we offer unparalleled rate customization. This is Brian Green. While others limit your choices, we believe in adapting to your needs. Don't stay stuck in old ways. Experience a new era of insurance tailored to you. Trust me and my team for innovative coverage that fits your lifestyle, your protection, your way. Contact us at 785-271-5060. Choose the Brian Green Agency with Allstate, where you're in good hands, ours.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile and MSC Sports Radio Network. Silver Lake girls lead halftime over Holcomb, 34-21. The winner of this game will get Osage City, who snapped Halstead's 38-game winning streak. Defending champion, undefeated this year, 26-0, knocked out in overtime, Osage City 44, Halstead 39. Osage City playing their first ever girls state championship game tomorrow at 4:30 against the winner of Silver Lake Holcomb. Halstead will play at 9:30 tomorrow for third against the loser of the Silver Lake Holcomb game. Earlier today, 3A boys third place game. Silver Lake boys finished the year 22-7. Dane Johnson with 29 points as Silver Lake beat Heston in the third place game 61-45. Silver Lake ends the year 22-7. Burlington, who won in triple overtime last night over Heston, will take on Collegiate in the championship game in 3A tomorrow at 2:30. Class 2A boys, St. Mary's or Sterling. I'll be coming to you as immediately as we are done here from Hutchinson. And that'll also be on 96.9 The Pulse. And Berean Academy will take on Pittsburgh Colgan at 7:30 tonight from Emporia and the other 2A boys semifinal. 2A girls final is set. It is Ellenworth versus Sacred Heart. It was Eureka beating Mound Ridge for third earlier today, 61-49. Class 4A boys, coming up later today at Sports Arena in Hutchinson, Rock Creek undefeated against Hugoton, Atchison undefeated against Baldwin later tonight in the 4A boys state semifinals. 4A girls, is championship game set, two private schools, Hayden versus Bishop Miege. Rock Creek won the third place game earlier today, 66-48 over Wellington. Class 5A, Hidden Mount Carmel take on Bonner Springs for the boys championship tomorrow at 2:30 in Wichita. Topeka Seaman in Battle City Schools in Topeka. Seaman finishes 22-5. They beat Topeka West for third today, 66-50. 5A girls, the semis, Andover against St. James Academy, Hayes versus Shawnee Heights today in Wichita. Class 1A Division 2 boys final is set. It's Axtell versus Hanover Part 3. Both teams 27-1, all TBL championship game tomorrow at Emporia at 2:30. In the 1A Division two girls. It will be Hanover in the championship, possibly against another TBL school, as Lynn is taking on Buckland, as we speak, in Emporia. Central Christian will play for third. Class 1A Division 1, boys championship, St. John's Tipton of Beloit against South Central. Norwich Central Plains will play for third tomorrow. On the girls' side, it is Wabunji against Pretty Prairie in the semifinals tonight at 7:30 in Dodge. Little River Centralia, 5:30 on KMZA 92.1, our sister station, and that also from Dodge City. Class 6A girls championship, Levi Northwest against Shawnee Mission South. Wichita East against Derby for third. And in the 6A boys, it is Shawnee Mission South against Wichita Heights in the semis tonight, Wichita Mill Valley and Olathe North, the other semi. We're going to take a quick 30-second timeout on 96.9 The Pulse. Back in 30 seconds with the second half, Silver Lake and Holcomb.
Everybody wants to have their home or office fresh and spotless. But the only way you're going to have that is to utilize Bob's Janitorial. Bob's specializes in carpet and upholstery cleaning to remove deep stains and refresh your space. You can breathe easier with the professional air duct cleaning, improving your air quality and efficiency. And don't forget about dryer vent cleaning to prevent clogs and ensure your safety. Call Bob's today at 785-271-6600 or visit bobsjanitorial.com for a healthier, cleaner space you'll love.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Way from starting the third quarter, Silver Lake 34, Holcomb 21. We'll see the adjustments the Longhorns make. They are in the black unis with the orange numerals outlined in the white and orange. They are moving left to right in the second half. Silver Lake defending man-to-man in the home white with the maroon numerals lettering outlined in the gold. Holcomb has it to the high post of free throw circle. Ruta, she spins, turns, bounce pass. Here's a jumper. That's a two-pointer missed by Wickwar, but she gets a long rebound as Whitehead was unable to box out the shooter Wickwar for that long bounce. Turn the corner, bounce pass, wrap around to Ruta, and she lays it in. Nice speed from Hill to Ruta. She has five, and it's 34-23, Silver Lake. Just underway third quarter. Winner gets O-State City in the championship tomorrow at 4:30. Loser has to turn on play at 9:30. Here's Wendy from way downtown beyond the three-point line, the College three-point line straight away. That was a little bit too far out there probably. Left it short. Back the other way. Here comes Holcomb. Flipping it out is Isabella Gallert. Gallert, left-hand dribble. Probing, stepping through, and travel. Once again, Paige Hyman defensively has been fantastic tonight. With help defense, she's been able to wall up, just go straight up, hold her ground, and she's forced Holcomb into a couple of travels after they're able to drive into the lane. 34-23 Silver Lake. Foul trouble. Kylie Haney and Savannah Wendy each with two. Kayla Haney bends back, turns up and under move against Ruta, hangs in the air and banks it in. Kaylin, so good. Great body control. She has 11. 36-23. And now Kayla Haney, she jumped in the air, went for a little mini pump fake and then pushed Wickwar, and so that's the second on Kaylin Haney. Remember, Kaylin picked up a foul 15 seconds into the game, and you thought, uh-oh, can't afford foul trouble for your captain, your point guard, but she stayed away from that second until that foul a moment ago. 36-23 Silver Lake, they're down 10-2 early. In the corner, Emma Hill, nowhere to go with it. Good pressure on the ball by Wendy. Now Delilah Gallier. She's led the way with 10 for Holcomb. Steps through, puts up the shot, and can't get it to go. Hyman fighting for it, had it, lost it, but it goes right to her teammate Whitehead. Whitehead throws it back to Haney. That was close to over and back. Holcomb wanted the call. Kale Haney, a nice crossover, another crossover, loses control, but tips it ahead to Whitehead as she dives for it. Now Paige Hyman back to Kaylin Haney. 6 minutes to go, third quarter. 3A girls state semifinal, 36-23 Silver Lake with the lead. They've been in the state championship game 9 times in school history, including the last 2 years. Kaylee Whitehead angles inside. Had it ripped away. Is that a jump ball? Yes, it is. And the arrow stays with Silver Lake. Haney leading away with 11. 10 for Wendy and 10 for Dieter. That three-headed monster offensively of Silver Lake, all in double figures in this semi. And we still have 6 minutes to go in the third. Kaylee Haney with the ponytail. Gives it up to Savannah Wendy. Wendy goes baseline, gets shoved to the deck. Good sportsmanship as Isabella Gallert helps her up. That's the third on Isabella Gallert. The first team foul on Holcomb. 5:45 to play in the third. Eagles by 13. Lob it in to Karis Dieter. Hands it off to Kaylin Haney. Bounce pass to Whitehead. Whitehead gives it to Dieter, and then she's hugged by Delilah Galliard around the waist, grabbed by the waist. That's easy foul. Second foul on Delilah Galliard. Second team foul on Holcomb. Going out is Isabella Geyer, and coming in is Blanca Beyer. Doesn't look like Holcomb's particularly deep off the bench. Silver Lake isn't necessarily that deep off the bench either. About a six-player rotation. We saw Peyton May a little bit. Kylie Haney's been the prime sub today. Zone defense. Dieter flips it back to Wendy. Kayla Haney, top of the key. Fakes right, goes left off the dribble. Lobs it to Dieter. Dieter steps in on the baseline. Left it short. Got her own rebound. While she had it for a moment, knocked away loose. Kayla Haney tied up by the Longhorns. This time the arrow goes to Holcomb. Haven Krentz running our camera. Liam Gerson running our scoreboard and our graphics. We'll have highlights posted later today. Brought to you by Schwartz Investment Partners in Silver Lake, our title sponsor. Thanks to our gold sponsor, Soccer State Bank, Mammoth Sports Construction, I Got Cards, Silver Lake, Next Gen Cattle Company, Next Gen Beef, and Skilled Sauce Hardware Flooring in Topeka. To the high post at the elbow is Emma Hill. Dieter flapping at the ball a little bit. Now Rick Warr going all the way to the hoop, and she can't finish. Gets her own rebound, misses, and that was Galliard actually, not Rick Warr. Now Dieter had it, throws it away to Blanca, gives it right back, and he's a layup for Galliard. That's 12 for Delilah Galliard. Turnover Silver Lake, they're 6, and Holcomb within 11. At 36-25. Big thanks to our silver sponsors, Barry Construction, Russ by Brian, Silver Lake Community Foundation, and Integrity Insurance. Kayla Haney has it, gives it to Whitehead. Cutting is Wendy, flips it to Dieter. Three-pointer from the corner. Karis knocks it down. Karis silk, nothing but nylon. Karis Dieter rips the cords for three. 39-25, fourth made three of the game for Silver Lake, second for Dieter. Inside, posting, hard drop step, Ruta, but she missed the bunny. Boy, she made a great drop step against Hyman, but could not finish. Back the other way, Hyman, all the way to the 10, and she's fouled as the ball hung on the rim for a while, but did not go down. I tell you, Paige Hyman only has 3 points, but she has left a mark in this game in a very positive way. Rebounding, defense, her and Jaylee Whitehead and Kylie Haney. Those three don't score a lot, but they know their roles. As Hyman drills the free throw. She has 4. She had a 3-point play earlier. 40-25. As Whitehead goes out, Kylie Haney is in. Second free throw, Paige is going to play volleyball at Highland Community College next year. Part of that state championship 46-1 team this year. And Paige makes both free throws. She has 5. 41-25 Eagles. 4:03 to go in the third. Welcome with the ball. Moving to our right from east to west. Rick Warren kicks in the corner. There's Hill, stolen by Hyman, and Hyman lost it, but she was fouled by Hill. Once again, Hyman is right there, ready for anybody that drives to the hoop. That's a fourth foul on Melia Ruta. She's their leading rebounder at 9 a game. She's really the only size they have down low. That was a similar situation Silver Lake had on Wednesday when Hyman got her fourth foul at about 3.5 to go. Heston came back to tie it, but Silver Lake prevailed by 9, 54-45. Savannah Windy with a huge 3 to break the tie. Here's Hyman at the elbow. Zips it over to Kylie Haney. Kylie going to her sister Kaylin. Does a good job to come meet the pass, so that would have been a turnover. And now Kaylin nearly turned it over. Dieter taps it over to Kylie Haney. Back to Kaylin. No shot clock at the state tournament this year. That'll change next year. 3:28 and sticking in a third. Hyman had a notion from the foul line. Now Windy, wide open 3 off the back iron. Rebound, a good one by Zoe Cranston, a freshman, in place of Ruta, who's on the bench with 4 fouls. Here come the Longhorns and the Black Unis. Driving, and that's an offensive foul. Kylie Haney discarded. Foul called in Delilah Galliard. Holcomb fans don't like the call. And that's the third on Galliard. And that's, she can't afford to be in foul trouble. She has 12. She's been about the only offense for Holcomb. Timeout, Holcomb. And I don't know if it's a full or a 30. Still waiting to see what they showed here. Well, we'll go ahead and we'll play our silver sponsors, Liam. And we'll take a 30-second timeout on 96.9 The Pulse.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
41-25, Silver Lake with a lead, 3:14 to go third quarter. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Holcomb sets up in a 2-3 zone. Their best interior defender has four fouls on the bench. Their best scorer so far today, Dalia Galliard, who has 12, has three fouls. So they go a little zone, maybe trying to protect some foul trouble. Kayla Haney has it from the Silver Lake bench far sideline. Kaylin to Wendy. Silver Lake can shorten the game here and play a little keep away. Here is Blanca Beyer against Kayla Haney. Wendy rises into a three and rattles out. Kayla Haney the rebound. Everybody else is standing there, and Kayla went and got it. Now Wendy to Deiter. Deiter steps in, misses. Hyman on the deck. It's loose. Picked up by Hyman. Flips it to Wendy. Swings it to Kayla Haney. She steps in. Flips it with the right hand, misses the scoop, gets her own rebound, goes up again, and she's fouled. Kaylin gets two free throws. 2:26 to go in the third. That's a 15 foul on Holcomb. Kaylin Haney to the line. She has 11 so far. 5 of 7 from the stripe. Free throw up and good. She has 12. Deiter has 13 and 2 threes. Wendy, 10 points and 2 threes. Hyman has 5. Whitehead, a bucket. 42-25. Second free throw rolls off for Kaylin. Ball tipped out by guess who? Paige Hyman. And Silver Lake gets another opportunity. And that does not show up in the box score or in the stats, a tap out like that. Kaylin Haney almost had her pocket pick. Instead, gets by the defender, which is Beyer. Deiter to Whitehead. Makes a leaping grab of what could have been an errant pass. Deiter turns the corner, gives it up to Haney. Kaylin steps through, lost it. It's loose. It goes to Whitehead. It's blocked. The follow by Deiter. That doesn't go. And the ball pinballs around. And finally, coming away with it is Beyer. She gives it up at the last moment. Heading back the other way is Deiter. And she puts two hands up at the last moment and deflects the pass out of bounds and that saved a layup. Great job hustling back by Kyrus Deiter. 42-25. Kaylin Haney, 86% foul shooter, 6-9 from the line. This shot missed, rebounded by Deiter, and Deiter had it poked away. It's on the deck, diving forward is Hill. Things get a little bit sloppy, and then the travel called on Hill. Turnover for each team there, exchanging the basketball. Once again, we will have a abbreviated post game on 96.9 The Pulse, as long as the St. Mary's game is going to start on time. St. Mary's boys come up next year on 96.9 against Sterling. 2A semifinals from Emporia. Brandon Tatman will have the call for you. We'll have our extended post game on the Silver Lake channel on the video stream. Team One Sports / Silver Lake. That's how you can find it. Or just Google Silver Lake channel and you can click and watch for free. Thanks to all the 13 businesses and organizations that have sponsored us. It makes it free for you to watch the live stream and access to the archives. Ada Whitehead hands it off to Deiter. Dangerous pass, but Hyman comes to meet it. Now back to Whitehead. In the far corner, Savannah Windy. Wendy plays with the Whitehead. A minute 5 to go in the third. Silver Lake by 17. Whitehead steps through, leans in, puts it up, misses. Hyman had it for a moment, cannot. And then saving up baseline but stepping on the end line is Emma Hill. Great hustle by Emma Hill. Sophomore for Holcomb. Holcomb with just 4 points in this third quarter. They led 10-2 and they've only scored 15 points since that early run to start the game. Silver Lake's defense has been suffocating. Kaylin Haney. Wendy off the screen, wide open, halfway down on the three. Ball tapped out by Kayla Haney. Here's Wendy, and she's fouled. Once again, Silver Lake getting tap out after tap out, rebound after rebound, second chance after second chance, if not a third chance. And when you're down 17, that doesn't bode well for your chances if you're a Holcomb Longhorn fan. The foul is on Isabel Galliard. That is her fourth foul. And the free throw missed by Wendy. Now Silver Lake missing some free throws. Taylor Haney, 6 of 9. She's an 86% foul shooter. Deiter's 1 for 2. Wendy, 81%. She's 2 for 3. The lefty, free throw up. She hits this one.
Savannah with 11, 43-25. Holcomb's got to be sitting there going, where are we going to get our offense from? And that buyer just slips and falls, and that's a travel. Really not a lot of pressure out there. And she just lost her balance and called for a travel. 16 turnovers for Holcomb. Now, I might have missed one or two, as there was a flurry of them in that first quarter when Silver Lake went bonkers down 10-2, and then kind of blinked your eyes, and it was 24-16 at the end of the first quarter. Here's Kayla Haney being guarded by Jade Artery, who's called for an intentional foul defending Haney earlier in the game. Silver Lake's going to hold for the final shot of the third quarter. 43-25 Lady Eagles, 28 seconds of ticking. Kayla Haney checks the clock, kicks it over to Wendy. Wendy shoots the three off the back iron. No. Dieter gets another offensive rebound. Silver Lake just killing Holcomb on the offensive glass. Here's Kayla Haney. Flips it back. Jumper. Whitehead. Misses. Rebound. Paige Hyman. Here's Wendy. A three up and away. Bounces off. Whitehead an offensive rebound. And she's tied up. Silver Lake had four cracks at it again. And Holcomb is so fortunate that Silver Lake hasn't scored on this possession. Four cracks at it. Holcomb cannot grab a rebound. 5 seconds on the clock here in the third. Kayla Haney to trigger it in. Finds Hyman, open, foul line, Jay Page, off to the right. Rebound, Whitehead, put back, doesn't make it at the buzzer, but another offensive rebound. 43-25 Eagles at the end of three, back in 1 minute with the fourth quarter on 96.9 The Pulse.
This is Jordan Robbins with Morton Building, serving Northeast Kansas. At Morton, the difference is in the details. From our cutting-edge innovations, best-in-class warranty, and our craftsmen in the field, we are dedicated to surpassing expectations. Our legacy of excellence spans more than 50 years in Northeast Kansas with thousands of satisfied customers. From farm shops to garages and even commercial structures, Morton Buildings are built stronger, last longer, and look better. Don't settle for less. Get the best by calling Randy, Michael, or myself, Jordan, at 785-364-4177 or visit MortonBuildings.com.
Stock Grower State Bank offers fixed-rate conventional, VA, FHA, and USDA Rural Development home loans. Their rates are as competitive as any big bank in the market, often at a lower cost. They strive to ensure customers receive a personal and positive experience during what can be a very stressful process. Stock Grower State Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender. This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Wayne Gershon, Liam Gershon, Haven Krentz back with you here on the Silver Lake Channel on the radio, 96.9 The Pulse. Captain Kurt Kilman running the controls back in Hiawatha. St. Mary's Bears against Sterling. That's coming up next on 96.9 The Pulse from Emporia. Brandon Tapman will be bringing all the action to you. Best of luck to St. Mary's. We start the fourth quarter. Silver Lake in control. 43-25. Holcomb moving to our right. Luda back in there with the four fouls. Elijah Gallier playing with three. He probes, goes inside, puts up the banker, misses, but a foul called on the Eagles. Well, really, the only offense that Holcomb's had has been Delilah Gallier. 5'7", sophomore, averaging 12 a game, has 12. Their leading scorer, Jaylee Wickwire, a senior, has been quiet, just 4 points. Silver Lake's pretty much taken her out of the equation. Foul on Whitehead is just her first team foul. Free throw rolls out. Lila Galliard, a sophomore, left-handed shooter. Free throw on the way, and she swishes that one. She hits one out of two, and it's 43-26. Silver Lake with the lead and the ball, and no shot clock, so you certainly have a situation where you can be very patient. Galen Haney. Holding the ball near midcourt, over to Wendy, back to Kayla Haney. Now to Whitehead. Holcomb in a 2-3 zone, it looked like, for a moment. They're going to have to go match up man-to-man here pretty soon, unless they're trying to trap with a 1-3-1, which they're not trapping at all. Here's Dieter, back out to Kayla Haney. Skips it across to Wendy. But you're going to have to match up, play man, or Silver Lake's just going to play keep away, take about a minute or two off the clock. No need for Silver Lake to shoot the ball here, up 17, 43-26. Here's Dieter. Lobs it for Hyman. Nice catch. Page puts it up. Missed it. Ball poked free. Guess what? Another offensive rebound. Dieter open. Jumper short. And this time, Holcomb comes away with it. Eagles took about 40 seconds off the clock, though. It's 43-26. Holcomb averages 54 a game. They go up just 35. Silver Lake exceeded that already. Emma Hill bounce pass underneath. And the layup missed by Ruda. Gets it back, and she's fouled. Ruda will shoot free throws. Once again, as soon as this game goes final, we will throw it back to Captain Kirk Kilman in the studios. We'll do our post game on the Silver Lake channel. We'll give you all the numbers as a free throw rolls off for Ruta, as running behind here in Hutch. Had an overtime game in the girls' semi before this. Osage City beat Halstead, defending champs, 44-39. Ruta makes the second. He has six, and it's 43-27, Silver Lake. Now, you want a milk clock, but if you get a layup, you take it. But really, right now, Silver Lake probably shouldn't take too many threes unless they're just wide open. Here's Jaylee Whitehead. Take advantage of no shot clock. Here's a backdoor cut passed by Whitehead, knocked away, and then a foul called on Holcomb as Kaylin, once again, just quicker get the ball, and Ruta just picked up her fifth. She fouled out of the ball game. Tough break there for Ruta. She's going for the loose ball. That's an effort play. First team foul on Holcomb. Silver Lake with two team fouls. But now Zoe Krantz, a freshman, comes in. Ruta, a senior. They're going to play again tomorrow, either at 9:30 or 4:30. That's one thing. You lose in the semis, you guarantee at least one more game if you're a senior, even if you lose in the semis. Haley Haney finds a crease, slithers through it. Hara versus Field. Bounce pass to Whitehead. Back to Kaylin Haney. 6 minutes to go, 43-27. Coming out to Garters Wickwar, the senior. He's been held to four so far tonight for Holcomb. Kaylin Haney gets a screen from Deiter. Back to Deiter from Kaylin. Deiter splits two defenders, goes up and had a poke out of bounds. On the inline, it stays with the Eagles with 5:49 to play, 43-27 Silver Lake. So we know the Axtell boys, the Hanover girls and boys, are in state championship games. Kaylin Haney lobs it to Deiter. Deiter flips it to Whitehead. Whitehead dribbles right, gives it to Kaylin Haney. She angles left, and we have a foul away from the ball called on Holcomb. Emma Hill away from the ball against Hyman. Picks up her second team foul. Just tune in. Holcomb got their first ever state tournament win Wednesday in Dodge City over Ellsworth, 45-32. They had lost in the first round in their previous six state appearances. This is their seventh state tournament appearance. They're 1-6 all time. And record-wise, Silver Lake's 34-12 and made the state title game nine times and won it all seven times. Trying to go to the state championship, they hold on here for the third straight year. They're in the semis for the fifth consecutive season. And at state for the sixth straight year under Coach Kyle Porter. Undefeated state champs 2 years ago. Here's Kara Stider with a left-hand dribble. Lobs it over the head of Kayla Haney. She tips it to herself and retreats all the way back at the Dragon logo at half-court here at Hutch. Kaylin doubled the dribble for a moment. Picks up the dribble. Needs some help. Bounce pass. Throws it to Deiter. And a timeout called by Kyle Porter and Silver Lake. It's a full timeout. We'll take it as well. 5:03 to go, fourth quarter. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Silver Lake Booster Club is a proud supporter of Eagle athletics and activities. Join Booster Club and check out Eagle gear at www.silverlakeboosterclub.com. Money raised goes back to Silver Lake students. Go Lake!
Chris Gross Construction. When you want a project done correctly, you need to contact 785-364-5600 or email chrisgrossconstruction@gmail.com. Chris Gross Construction. Proud to support local student athletes. Good luck at state.
Silver Lake Animal Health Center provides comprehensive preventive care services to pets of all ages, plus on-site surgical, laboratory, and medical treatment. They assist you in caring for your pet in a direct, painless, and affordable way as possible. Go Eagles from Silver Lake Animal Health Center.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
5:03 to go here in the fourth quarter. Ray Penning stepping in for Captain Kurt Kilman. We appreciate Kurt and Ray back to Susan Hiawatha. You're listening to Giant Communications, JBN Telephone Company, Road to Glory, presented by Giant Mobile on MSC Sports Radio Network. Wade Gershon, Liam Gershon, Haven Krentz with you from the Sports Arena in Hutch. 5:03 to go, fourth quarter. Both teams with three timeouts remaining. Silver Lake 43, Holcomb 27. Inbounds to Kayla Haney. Always does a good job to come meet the pass, but they call it travel. Good pressure there by Wickwar. And the turnover, number 8, for Silver Lake. Silver Lake's dominated the glass. They forced Holcomb into 16 turnovers unofficially. With the exception of the first 3 minutes of this game, it's been all Silver Lake. Holcomb hit Silver Lake in the mouth, a 10-2 run to start the game. Led 7-0 and 10-2. But the Eagles have dominated ever since. Posting up inside is Cranston. Flips it over, driving his hill on the baseline, trying to go back to Cranston. It was read by Whitehead, but a foul called on the Eagles. It is on Whitehead. That's her second. Actually, that's her third personal. I mean, 13th foul on Silver Lake. 4:46 to go. Inbounds is to Holcomb. The lob underneath, and a foul is called as Delilah Galliard got the entry feed from Isabella Galliard. Galliard to Galliard. Hyman with the foul. That's her first. Once again, as soon as we're done here, we'll send you to Emporia. Brandon Tapman waiting to bring you the St. Mary's Bears semifinal against Sterling. Bears versus the Sterling Black Bears. Sterling undefeated. St. Mary's, of course, from the Big East League. Has had a great year. Free throw made by Lila Galliard. She leads the way for Holcomb. She has 14 of her team's 28. Make it 15 of 29. She makes both free throws. And it's 43-29. Silver Lake, 4:38 to go here in this girls 3A state semifinal. The boys of Silver Lake finished third earlier today, beating Heston 61-45. Here's Kayla Haney. Hands it off to Dieter. Dieter going to Wendy. Little dribble handoff. Now trying to go back to Kayla Haney. Good defense there by Wickwar. Now Kaylin turns the corner. Gives it up to Whitehead. Cutting to the buck. Offensive foul. Offensive foul on Kayla Haney as she jumped in the air to make the pass. Defender slid in. Smart move. Make the official call it. Maybe it's a block. Maybe it's a charge. And that's the third on Kayla Haney. And there's five team fouls now on Silver Lake already. 4:17 to go fourth quarter. That was a player control foul, so no free throws. Little full court pressure token there by Silver Lake. Now they back off and pick up man-to-man half court. Ran across the timeline from left to right is Isabella Galliard. Fires it over to the right side to Hill. Underneath it goes to Delilah Galliard. She misses the layup, tries to save it to herself and cannot. Boy, she had a good look at it. 4:04 to go, 43-29 Silver Lake. Karis Dieter brings it up the floor. The sophomore. Working the backcourt with a senior, Kaylin Haney. Karis, bounce pass to Wendy. Wendy gives it to Whitehead. Silver Lake with the four guards, and then Hyman inside. Starting five on the floor right now for Silver Lake. Coach Porter instructing his team, standing up at the far sideline. Now he takes a seat between Johnny Roberts and Mark Johnson as assistants. Backdoor cut, trying to go to Dieter. Kaylin tried to thread the needle, but couldn't thread it cleanly enough. And a turnover, Silver Lake, there's their ninth. And then back the other way, thrown away by Holcomb, stolen by Wendy. Far sideline Dieter, and here's Kayla Haney near midcourt. Eagles in the white unis moving to our left. They lead by 14. Kayla turns the corner, goes all the way to the hoop for two. Count it, and a foul. Kayla Haney continues to cook. She has 14. Eagles up 16. Cranston with the foul. That's her first. Team foul number three. Kayla Haney to the line. 6 of 9 from the stripe. Make it 7 of 10. She has 15, and it's 46-29 Eagles. Approaching 3 minutes to play in the fourth. Osage City awaiting the winner. It appears it'll be Silver Lake. As Holcomb trying to save it, they just do tightrope the near sideline there by Wickwar, who's been so quiet. Averaging 17, he has 4 points tonight. Eagles have taken her away. Now going all the way in, angling right, laying it up for two off the window. Delilah Galliard, she's been their offense, 17 of 31, and it's 46-31 Silver Lake. 44-21 since down 10-2. Kayla Haney, little misdirection, drives and scores again. Boy, just a great little crossover by Kaylin. She gets to the rack for another two. She has 17, 48-31. She'll play at Fort Hays State next year in college, flipping it up and scoring. Nice move by Isabella Galliard. She has five. Timeout Holcomb. 2:23 to go, fourth quarter, 48-33. We'll take one as well. Back in 1 minute on 96.9 The Pulse.
Are you feeling overwhelmed by your finances? Managing money can be confusing, but understanding the cost involved is key to your financial success. At Bob Schwartz Financial, we simplify the process. Our advisors break down the cost of managing your investments, helping you make informed decisions. From fees to potential returns, we're here to guide you every step of the way. Let us help you achieve your financial goals without the hidden surprises. Schedule your free consultation today at bobschwartzfinancial.com.
Registered investment advisor services offered through Cobbler Capital Management, Silver Lake, Kansas. Securities offered through OFG Financial Services Incorporated, member FINRA, SPIC, Topeka, Kansas.
Are you craving the juiciest, most flavorful beef around? Say hello to Next Gen Beef Company. We're raising the bar with premium, sustainably raised beef that's tender, delicious, and packed with goodness. From our family farms to your table,
Next Gen Beef delivers quality you can taste in every bite. Grill it, roast it, or savor it slow. There's no beef like Next Gen. Visit NextGenBeef.com today and taste the future of flavor.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Welcome back to the Sports Arena in Hutchinson as Silver Lake girls 2 minutes and 16 seconds away from moving on to the state championship for the third consecutive year. Kayla Haney with the dribble after the Holcomb timeout. Dieter goes baseline and stepped out of bounds. Turnover Silver Lake, that's their 10th. Holcomb with 18 turnovers this evening. 48-33, Lady Eagles looking to improve to 27-1. Their only loss this year came in the final seconds at home to Rock Creek, who finished third in 4A earlier today, beating Wellington by 18. Bounce pass on the weak side baseline, and Haney, Kaelin just rips it away from Cranston. Here comes Kaelin to her left, and she wisely backs it out, being chased down by Delilah Galliard. Now to Wendy, back to Kaelin Haney. Kaelin with 17, Wendy with 11, 13 for Dieter. Kaelin sets up Hyman for the easy deuce, and a little icing on the cake for Silver Lake. Well, the poet didn't know it. 50-33 as the ball knocked out of bounds on the far side. Well, I think we know the mammoth play of the game. Liam and I certainly know. We'll relay that for you on the Silver Lake channel later. And Liam, I think we could just, did we have an assist of a game earlier? Do you remember? Timeout Silver Lake, so we'll take one as well. Back in 1 minute here on 96.9 The Pulse, Eagles by 17.
Are you prepared for retirement? What's your risk of running out of money in the years ahead? At Horak Legacy Group, founded by Wendy Horak, we're here to help you plan with confidence. Whether you're just starting or getting ready to retire, we've got you covered. Our mission is simple, helping you plan for every season of retirement. Take the first step towards securing your future and come in for a no-cost financial analysis. Let's make sure your retirement is on track. Visit HorakLegacyGroup.com today because your future deserves a legacy.
Giant Mobile runs on the same nationwide network as the big carriers. This means coast-to-coast coverage, whether you're at home, on the road, or across the country. You get unlimited data for just $30 a month from a local provider without the big carrier price tag. And when you bundle your Giant Mobile with Giant or JBN Internet, you'll save $15 a month on your Internet bill. Same nationwide network, local people, real savings. Switch today at GiantCom.net.
This is the MSC Sports Radio Network.
Both teams have cleared the benches. Minute 25 to go. Silver Lake leading 50-33. Kylie Haney out there along with Peyton May, Claire Erb, Kaelin Thompson, and Lila Day. And Day comes away with the loose change on a turnover by Holcomb, their 19th of the day. 13 for Dieter tonight, 17 for Haney. 11 for Wendy. Inside, Peyton May. Layup doesn't fall. Day fighting for it. Saved by Holcomb. They stepped on the baseline. Good hustle there by the Lady Longhorns. As that was Lexi Cervantes trying to save it. Carly Erb is in. Kylie Haney goes out. Peyton May goes out. And Allie Gerber is in for Silver Lake. So three players in double figures, 17 for Kayla Haney, 13 for Karis Dieter, 11 for Wendy. Dieter and Wendy each made two threes. Seven for Hyman. Whitehead finishes with two. 50 seconds to play, 50-33, Silver Lake. Boy, Holcomb felt so good early. Lila Day turns, shoots with a right hand hook, it won't go. Rebounded there by Blanca Beyer, the 5'3 sophomore for Holcomb. One hand pass to Jade Artery. Silver Lake defending in their whites here on the west end of the gymnasium. Holcomb moving left to right. Beyer steps through, throws up a wild shot, gets it to go, counted and a foul with 29 seconds to play. Fouls on Taylan Thompson. That's her first. And here's Beyer to shoot the free throw. It's up, and she rolls it in there. Three-point play for the sophomore. 50-36. Check that, 51. Now they put on the wrong side. It's 50-36. Scoreboard operator giving Silver Lake extra point there. It's 50-36.
They scored 4 points on that possession. 3 to Holcomb and 1 to Silver Lake for some reason. Here's Claire Erb to Allie Gerber, 5'6 junior. Erb, a freshman. Now over at Taylor Thompson. Carly Erb is out there, 5'7 junior. 3 seconds remaining. Taylor Thompson to corner to Gerber. Inside it goes to Day, and that wraps it up. For the third consecutive year, the Silver Lake Lady Eagles are going to the state championship game as they win the semis today over Holcomb, 51-36. But they have the board wrong, 50-36. I hate when that happens. Darn it. 50-36 is the final. I looked at the scoreboard to give you the final call. 99% of the time, scoreboard has it, right? Silver Lake's got an extra point. But it's actually 50-36 the final. Let's go ahead and give you the totals before we wrap it up here so we can send it to Emporia on 96.9, the Pulse. We'll keep it here on the Silver Lake channel. Silver Lake down 7-0, 10-2 early, but then got hot, forced all kinds of turnovers, went on a 22-6 run, led 24-16 at the end of one, 34-21 at halftime, led 43-25 at the end of three, and go on to win it by a final score of 50-36. Holcomb will play for third tomorrow at 9:30 against Halstead. Holcomb, their 14-game winning streak snapped. They're now 25-3. They're led by Delilah Galliard with 17 points. She was the only Longhorn in double figures. And for Silver Lake, they were led by Kaylin Haney with 17. 13 for Karis Dider and 2 threes. Savannah Winnie, 11 2 threes. Paige Hyman, 7 points. Taylor Whitehead with a bucket as well. Silver Lake girls, 27-1. They move on to the state finals coming up tomorrow at 4:30 against Osage City. Lady Eagles looking for their 8th state championship in school history in girls basketball. Osage City playing in their first ever state championship game tomorrow. We can't wait to bring it to you tomorrow on 96.9 The Pulse. Our pregame will start around 4:15, and we'll have it for you tomorrow as well on the Silver Lake channel. For those of you watching on the Silver Lake channel, stay with us. We'll go through all the awards and all the numbers. And for those of you who are listening on 96.9 The Pulse, we bid you adieu from Hutchison. Your final score for the final time. Silver Lake girls moving on to state championship tomorrow as they beat Holcomb in the semis 50-36. Big thanks to Captain Kirk Gilman and Ray Penning. We will send you to Emporia coming up in just a little bit. Brandon Tabman with the call. St. Mary's versus Sterling on 96.9 The Pulse.